There has been an issue raised relative to the department's latent prints section in terms of concerns relative to an audit that was conducted by Mr. Chaler's Consent Decree Bureau Audit Division. And I want to speak to that. There was a story in the LA Times last week that much of the media picked up on, that initial story that spoke to an audit that had been leaked to the LA Times that was done relative to several incidents involving several members of our latent prints section. And based on that audit, that I have determined that I want to take a number of actions in the department to address some of the concerns that were raised in that audit, and to speak very specifically to the actions of several members of the latent print unit. Specifically, that I will be forming a task force that will be headed up by Deputy Chief Charles Beck, Commanding Officer of our Detective Bureau, and he will be assisted by Jerry Chaler, Commanding Officer of the Consent Decree Bureau. And what they will do is very similar to what we did after MacArthur Park, to convene a group of experts and take a look at the issues that have been raised and identify if there are new issues, and to move forward with a goal in the case of the latent print section to ensure that the high reputation that that entity has, that that continues and is improved upon, and that the actions of several individuals, while we are very concerned with those actions, that they certainly do not represent the hard work and dedication of the close to 100 people who work in that unit and whose work has been widely praised and applauded. Very specifically, to assist that task force in its work, had numerous discussions and meetings with District Attorney Steve Cooley and his staff, beginning on Friday, continuing through the weekend, and continuing into today. Mr. Cooley is going to assign 4 members of his District Attorney's office to work with this task force. He will outline for us some of his issues and some of his potential concerns, but he has expressed high confidence in the work of this unit, but like myself, is intent on ensuring that some of the issues that were identified by the audit are effectively addressed, and that as we move forward, that we emerge from this task force report with a best practices situation. I also had extensive discussions with the FBI. You're familiar with John Miller, who formerly worked in this department, now Assistant Director of the FBI, as well as Steve Tidwell, who ran the FBI office out here. He's now the number 3 person in the FBI. Spoke with him over the weekend and this morning in meetings with Director Mueller. That Director Mueller has responded to my request for the assistance of the FBI to participate in this task force. To that end, I spoke at length today with Lou Greber, and he is the Executive Assistant Director for Science and Technology. Effectively, their crime lab, their latent print section, reports to him. There will be a conference call tomorrow with representatives from the Inspector General's office, Charlie Beck, Jerry Chaler, the FBI, District Attorney's office, to begin to formulate the work of this task force to look at issues that have been identified by the audit. There will be a two-pronged effort. One will be to improve the management systems, which have been in the process of being enhanced over the last number of months, and to see if, in fact, those are adequate, if we need to do more, but also to, at the direction of the district attorney, to identify and conduct an audit of cases and individuals working within that unit. We'll respond to the attorney, to the district attorney's direction and consultation on that issue. He is the individual in his office that relies on the work that we provide to them. But let me reiterate that we have, over the last number of months, moved against several employees in that unit, fired one, and moving in a disciplinary fashion against several others because of their actions and conduct. However, they are a small number of the close to 100 people that work in that unit, and I'm very comfortable that the quality of the work performed by them are up to the highest standards demanded by the district attorney and by our system of justice. I'm also as part of this process, and this is something we've been contemplating for a period of time, I am moving the SID, the Scientific Investigation Division, which consists of latent print, the DNA labs, as well as our ballistics laboratories. They have been, for a number of years, reporting to Support Services Bureau Chief Papa. I'm moving the entity now to the Detective Bureau, where they'll be reporting to Chief Beck. It makes a lot of sense that those three entities in SID provide the investigative backup to the detectives and their investigations to put it all under one commanding officer. So effective November 9th, that move will transpire. So that's a brief outline of what we've been doing to address the audit report that I commissioned a number of months ago and that was finally delivered to us.